Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and the subject today is getting too cozy. So I'm back from our trip to Miami because I was there in an amazing seminar with a bunch of the best consultants in the world, and I always come back so energized. But quick story, before we got there, we got a call from the airline, an American call to tell us that the business seats are overbooked, even though I booked 11 months in advance, and started suggesting different flights for us to get there. And me, I was already pretty cozy with the feeling of, I know when I'm going to get there, already had some nice restaurants booked for those first days in Miami. But you know who pushed me out of this coziness? My wife. She was like, so they might just bump us anyway. Why don't we take the initiative? And she was like, can we have some time in New York before we get to the seminar in Miami? I'm like, I guess so. I was reluctant. But she just doesn't have this sort of attachment to plans already made in her mind. She's like, whatever, we'll find something else to do. And you know what? That was amazing because we ended up getting a better flight, getting to New York before the seminar. So we had like 2 days in New York, which is always a good thing. Had some splendid food there. Changed the plans in Miami. So we got to eat at the restaurant we really wanted to try in Miami. Yeah, you can see that most of my tourism revolves around food. And all in all, it was just great. It was amazing. And we got to have even more fun around this seminar. So why not? And this is what happens when we get too cozy, too comfy. We get used to a certain level of things, even though that doesn't make sense, even though we can keep pushing forward and get even more out of stuff. And I see that in my work, actually, because, well, think about yourself. I don't want to talk in generics. Think about yourself. What are things that during your first week on the job, or maybe let's even go back, not your first week on the job, maybe your first years, like not in this role specifically, but maybe a few years ago, what was there that felt to you like, why are we doing it like that? Isn't that too bureaucratic, too slow? Why can't we just do this? Why can't we just do that? Sometimes some of those have a notion of not being experienced enough to tell that things are more complicated. But frankly, I believe that more often than not, those instincts are correct. Why aren't we doing things faster? And now, after thinking back about that, consider your current position, your team's current state. Are you really moving as fast as it should be? Are all of those things that you picked up back then already fixed and improved? Or have you simply gotten used to them? Have you become cozy and comfy and not pushing things in the right direction? After all, technology is this amazing thing that allows us to create things out of thin air, do amazing things for the business, and we can do it today faster than ever. I don't buy all of this. Oh no, things are way more complicated. I don't buy this for 1 second. If we could have done things with a tenth of the infrastructure and the tooling that we now have today a decade ago, and we could have moved really fast then, you sure as heck can do that today with your team, smaller than you would have wanted maybe with the current condition. I don't care. It's probably still a bit bigger than what people had a decade ago. So you definitely can get more done than you used to 10 years ago. Are you? Is your team displaying a decade's worth of improvement, or are you still doing the same things at the same old rate? Life is too short to just waste away more and more years without taking what's there for the grabbing. An amazing team that actually makes a difference on the business and on the industry and can get you something that's more than just better business, higher valuation, can help you feel like you just accomplished something, to be proud about creating a team that's not your average team, run of the mill. You can do that. And frankly, if you're not doing that, why are you even doing this? Stop listening to this podcast and, I don't know, listen to some podcast about serial crimes or something. Sorry, maybe I'm a bit too harsh on this first podcast since coming back, but my life is too short as well to waste it on people who aren't pushing themselves. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for people who are pushing themselves to become better and to create the best teams that they can lead. Link in the show notes. Thank you. Talk soon.